Asiya Faratui Sacrifice Suffering. Amen. Our Father, we thank you very much at this time. We glorify your name at this time. We come to you and we thank you for all that you have done for us. We thank you for your love, for your mercy, for your goodness, for your deliverance, for your provisions. We thank you for Jesus, for the blood of Jesus, for brethren, for the house of God, for the people of God. We bless you. We glorify your name. Even today, we say this is the day you have made. We rejoice in it. And we approach unto you by the blood of Jesus. Even this morning, as we look into your word, as we come to this time of studying your word, we do pray that your light will shine upon our hearts, that your light will shine upon your word. Grant us understanding, grant us wisdom. Let your word be as instruction, as encouragement. Let it be that which will strengthen us to overcome at this time. We do pray that the entrance of your word will bring light. It will bring deliverance unto us. We bless your name. Glorify your name. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A few weeks ago, like I said, Brother Urias has asked me to stand in for him this morning, and I was just praying to find out, what we will be looking at. I remembered something that was speaking in my heart. About 2 weeks ago, and I actually felt like doing a study when that came. So when he asked me to stand in for you, I was praying. I said, well, maybe this is the opportunity for us to, to do a study on Revelation chapter 9. Can you come up? Okay, you have your Bible, so we can, when the screen is ready, we will go to it. But you have your Bibles, so we will go to the scriptures. Because it's a study, we're going to discuss together. We'll look at, there are not many verses that we're interested in. We're looking at verse 1 to 12 or to 11, just 11 verses of scripture. So I'm going to have us to read it.
And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by the reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tail, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter.
Okay. Praise God. So, that is the scripture we're looking at. So, who can tell us, who can just summarize the passage for us? We've read Revelation 9:1-12. So, who can summarize it for us? What is he talking about? Who can summarize it for us? What is he talking about? What message is he bringing? I thought you saw it. Nania, how can you summarize it? What is he talking about? Okay. So we've got the message. It's a message to those who are dwelling on the earth. So it says it's a fifth trumpet. A trumpet is a message. Is that correct? Okay, we all agree. A trumpet is a message. So he said when he opened the fifth trumpet, so it means it's a message that is coming to the people of God. So the thing is, what is the fifth message? Yes, what is the fifth message, Brother Simeon? It says a fifth message. What is that message? Do we know what it is? How do you know the fifth message? Where do you take your reference from? Yes? Means what? Wait. I thought we should take a proper reference. So if you go to the tabernacle, because if it says fifth, it has a reference. What is it talking about? So the reference is the tabernacle. So can that help you? What is the fifth experience? The what? Okay, the golden altar of incense. Good. All right. So it is. Okay. So the first is the altar of brass. The second one is the brass laver. The third one is the lampstand. The fourth one is the shewbread. It's a place of bread. The third one, this is the fourth one. This is the fifth one where we are, and it is the golden altar of incense. Alright, the sixth one is the ark, and the seventh is the mercy seat. Okay, so so the message, you can see it, the message is clear. God is speaking to us. In Revelation chapter 9, it's a message about the golden altar of incense. And it says in this message, it's a message to those who are dwelling on the earth. Okay, so let's identify. What is the earth? When he says it is a message to those who are on the earth, what is he addressing? Who can tell us what, when he says it's a message to those who dwell on the earth? Yes, what is he addressing, sister? Yes? So earth speaks of carnality. Okay? So if earth speaks of carnality, what else does it bring into picture? If it speaks of, if earth speaks of carnality, in my mind I would be thinking something else. There's another scripture that comes to my mind, and that is Revelation 13. Alright? Revelation 13 tells us about the earth. Okay, the realm of the earth. It also tells us about two other realms. It speaks of the sea, and then speaks of the heaven. So you have the sea, you have the earth, and you have the heaven. This is important because it's a prophetic book. Revelation 9 is a prophetic message. So it is a message in symbols. It is symbolic. Okay, so you have to interpret it. And the way to interpret it is to use scripture to interpret another scripture. That is, if you want to interpret a scripture, you have to look for a scripture that is talking about it to open it up and give you understanding. So it's a message to those who are carnal. Alright? Okay, so it's a very important message because it is saying that there is something that is about to happen, that is happening, and that there is a danger. Okay? But let's complete it. The realm of the sea speaks of whom? When we talk about sea, sea means nations, peoples. So it speaks of natural man that is not saved, the unsaved people of the world. Or put it, let's make it more real. We are in Port Harcourt here. It's speaking about the community of River State, of Nigeria, of, you know, where we live. The people around us, where we walk, that we interact with in the market, that you meet, your neighbors. He's speaking about your relationship with your neighbors. The earth, therefore, speaks of those who have come out from the, who have been taken from the sea, those who are born again, but who are still carnal. Okay, and then there is one more that hasn't talked about, the heaven. The heaven speaks of Christians who are not carnal, but who are walking in the things of God, who are walking righteously, who are walking godly. So there are three levels. Not born again, born again but carnal, born again but walking righteously. Alright, so this message is a message to those who are walking, to me and you, and he's saying if we are walking carnally, there is going to be danger. But you can also bring it in here, because he mentioned the fifth trumpet. Okay, and this fifth trumpet is speaking about this altar. Now, the altar has four sides. Therefore, it is speaking about the soul. This is speaking about the soul. This is also speaking about the soul. Alright, so you can see that the message is at different levels. Okay? He's speaking, and he's saying that in our experience, we should be in this place. Alright? It is a place, we know the golden altar speaks of the place where our minds, our emotions, our desires are being changed. and are being offered up to be like that of Christ. We are rejecting the carnal mind, we are rejecting the carnal nature. You know, so that is the message of the golden earth, of this place. So let's go back again to Revelation 9. We are just trying to get the context, the background, then we can now, we will take them one by, we will take the verses one by one and try to break it down and apply it. So the first two verses says that there was an angel that fell from heaven to the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. Usually in the scriptures, when a spirit is being described, or when an angel is being described, it will normally tell you the authority of that spirit. It will tell you the mission of that spirit. It will tell you the effect of that spirit. Okay, so he's telling you, this is a spirit that has to do with the bottomless pit. Now, what is the bottomless pit? A bottomless pit means has no end. Okay, it has no end. It just keeps going and going. And there is something like that which is in you and in me. Okay, what is it? Which part of me is, you know, is described by this bottomless pit? Well, no, it's the soul. Which part? The desire. Very good. So the desire speaks of this bottomless pit. Bottomless pit. And we are saying it speaks of the desire. But desire usually goes together with something else. What is it? With the emotion. Very good. Excellent. And then two of them are called what? Passion. Okay. A passion is the fat or the energy. Do you understand? You know, so Revelation chapter 9 is very exciting because it opens and opens and opens. You know, so God is speaking about my emotions. He's speaking about my desire. He's speaking about the energy. And you know, when you think of the fat, I don't know where my mind should go, but my mind goes somewhere. And where is it? The peace offering. My mind goes to peace offering. The peace offering is the highest offering in the is the offering of love. Sin offering, when you are born, when you are in sin, you bring your sin offering here. It is the offering of blood, repentance, judgment, sin. But the peace offering is in the holy place. Okay, it's a place where you are not asking for forgiveness, but it's a place where you are bringing the inward parts. You are bringing your emotion. Usually, when they brought the peace offering, there are two major things you are required to bring. You are required to bring the kidney and the liver. The kidney and the liver, in language, for those who are used to language, we know it speaks of passions, emotions, desire, energy. Okay, and when you bring the peace offering, apart from the emotion, apart from the liver and the kidney, you must bring the fat. You see, you must take the fat of the animal and burn it. Okay, so there is something that God is requiring of us, requiring of you. It is not big language. It's very, very simple language. God is saying your energy. There's another big word, essence. Essence, when you talk of essence, means the core. What makes you who you are? That is a fact. God says, in this offering, you must bring it to me. Alright? But what we are speaking of is not in isolation. It is in experience, in our daily lives. And he's saying, If we do not give our energy to God, then something else will be taking our energy. Okay, there's a scripture that says, my son, give me your heart. Give me your passion. What is the focus? What is the cause? What is the energy? What is it that drives you? And when we read down, we will see that there are two things that are desiring to have our energy, to have our heart, to have the innermost part of our being. It's either darkness, the things of the world, or God. And here you see there was a spirit, an angel that was given a key. A key means authority. So there is a spirit that is giving the authority to stir up the energy and the passion in the world. Today, there's a lot of excitement in the world. And there's one way to describe it. What is it? Who can describe it for me? Passion. And you know, when you talk about passion, entertainment is one big thing there. Entertainment. And this is why you and me were in trouble, because we love entertainment. You see, the Bible says, for men love pleasure more than being lovers of God. So when we talk about entertainment, we are looking at so many of them. The e-culture, all the things that go with the internet, phone, it is hell. So you can see why it is the bottomless pit. There's a spirit that has given the authority to open it up, to incite us. You know, and there is something that goes with it. There is deception with it. Alright? So if you and I are not very careful, we'll be deceived. You'll find yourself deceived. So let's read down a little bit. Verse 2 says, and he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke. So, remember I was telling you, when you see a spirit, the Bible usually tells you the effect of the spirit, the authority of the spirit, the workings of the spirit. And he's saying, this spirit is a spirit that has come to bring darkness. If the sun is covered, if the air is darkened, he's telling you it is going to be a new season of darkness that is going to come upon the earth. And I don't know if there is anyone in this room who does not yet know that there has been a sudden darkening of the atmosphere. The atmosphere has been darkened. So what he's telling us is that the fifth trumpet is blowing. And he's saying that there are spirits that have been given authority to deal with my emotions, to incite it. Okay? So if I don't give it to God, I'm going to take it. So it's not a question of saying, I want to stay in the middle. I cannot be passive. It's either I give my emotions to Christ, or another spirit will take it. Now, verse 3 says, and there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. Okay, these locusts did not come upon the... We are not coming to the heavens. Remember, we have described the earth, the sea, and the heaven. By the way, when you talk about the heavens, or the sea, or the air, you're speaking about soul. Because it is men that dwelling on those realms. So, and you have to bring your mind into the tabernacle. And the tabernacle is not knowledge, it is life. It is the realm at which my mind, that is where my mind is functioning, where my mind finds comfortable to operate. So it's either my mind or my soul is comfortable at the realm of the sea with the carnal, ungodly things, or with carnal things, or much more comfortable in the heavens of God. Okay? And the locusts came upon the earth, and power was given. Verse 4, and it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those souls. I know your own says men, but I prefer to read souls, because man is really soul, is it not? But only those men or souls which have not the seal of God in their minds. You see the emphasis in their forehead. So Revelation 9 is speaking about the mind. It's speaking about the soul. It's speaking about the level at which my mind is. It's saying that there are, don't just function as though, as one who doesn't have understanding. There are influences. Brother Brother will talk about influences. There are things that have been influenced over the mind. And he introduces a safety. The Bible says that there has no temptation been given or presented to men without a door of escape. So even today, where we are, in my experience today, there is a place of escape. I thought I'd hear a big amen. There's a place of escape. There's a place of safety. Okay? And he's telling you that place of safety is determined by the mind, forehead. Those who have the seal of God on their foreheads are free. And today we are speaking of kidnappings, we are speaking of abduction, we are speaking of, in fact, there are four principal spirits, you know them. Revelation 9, if you go further down, Revelation 9, into the sixth trumpet. By the way, the sixth trumpet is also blowing. That one officially was opened in 9/11, 2011, that's when officially it was opened. Okay, so both the fifth and the sixth are blowing. I remember at the end of Revelation 8, he said there were three woes that are going to come. The first one is the fifth trumpet, the second one is the sixth trumpet, and the seventh one is the seventh trumpet. So there are three of them. We're just looking at the first one, and they all have to do with the mind, with the sealing of the soul. So if I'm not being sealed in my soul, then I am going to be a prey for the locust. Okay? So, and why we are doing this study is to alert us that there is a place of safety. It says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. In the days of Noah, was there a place of safety? Yes, in the ark. So in our own day, where is the place of safety? In the ark also. And that ark is Christ. And Christ, there is a mind of Christ. If I have the mind of Christ, then I'm saved. Don't you understand? So we are being sealed with the mind of Christ. So I hope nobody is planning to buy a ticket to go and enter a physical ark. There is a spiritual ark. There is a spiritual Christ. Amen. And the Bible says we should enter into Christ. Okay, let me take that a little bit. If you are going to enter into Christ, this is the realm of Christ. This is Christ. The holy place and the holiest of all is the realm of Christ. And to enter into Christ, you must go through the head. Jesus is the head of the body of Christ. He is the door. Say, I am the door. So this is the quality control, Jesus, who is the Christ. And you say, I am the door. Alright? Okay, so I must be in Christ. So that means my emotions and my desire and my will must be brought as an offering to Christ. I say, cover me. Amen. He says, seven women will take hold of one man. They will say, let us do what? Eat our own bread, wear our own apparel, but only let us be called by our own. Let us be called by your name, but we will. So they want the name of Christ, it's religion, but in actual fact, they're not submitting. So they are still in control. And if we are in control, then you are out. I remember the darkness. Darkness is invading this place. There's an invasion of darkness. Kidnappers are coming in. They kidnap a missionary in Kogi State and ask him for $450,000. Amen. And they are holding over almost 300 Christians abducted in Iraq. There's war in the church. What is God saying? God is saying, fifth trumpet, come into the place of safety. Amen. That is the message for me and you today. Leave the outer court. It's a commandment. Get out of the outer court. But we may still be hovering around. So God is sending the locust to drive. If you don't want the locust, enter into Christ. Because those men who have the seal of Christ on their foreheads will be... let me read an important scripture. Revelation 7. Let's go back two scriptures back. God, we're talking about the ceiling. There is a place of protection. It is the ceiling. What is this ceiling? It says, after this I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds that they should not blow upon the earth. And verse 2, I saw another ministry. That angel means a messenger, a trumpet. Okay, and that message has been blowing. The message about the mind. Okay, has been blowing. Okay? And the purpose of that message is to cause you to ascend. You see, that angel is ascending from the east. The east is the mind. The east is where the sun comes from. Okay? So it says the sun of righteousness shall arise with healing. So if you, the mind can rise, the man can also fall. The thing that makes the mind to rise is the word of God. And you say faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Amen. You see, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice, saying, do not hurt the earth, or the servants, do not hurt the earth, or the sea, or the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their forehead. And I heard the number. It's like Ezekiel chapter 9. It's the same scenario. You know? And a ministry sent forth to go through the city and put a mark. So I believe that we are in the time of sealing. But my question to you, are you in the time of sealing? Are you sealing your mind? You know, you can hear the trumpet until the trumpet breaks. The man can blow and blow and blow until he has no strength to blow again. The thing is, are we hearing the sound of the trumpet? And the scripture says, let thy heart and ear hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Okay, let's go back to 9 and make progress. There's so much, I'm just trying to. Now, verse 4 is very specific. What does the locust affect? It affects green. Okay, everybody should know what green stands for. What does green? When you see green, it means life. It's not just life, it means tenderness. It speaks of fellowship with God. It speaks of intimacy with God. It speaks of hearing the voice of God. You say, my sheep hear my voice. What? By inference, you know, but the major thing you are speaking of life. You cannot have life unless you are receiving it from the head. Look at me. When you eat food, it's your head that eats the food. My leg can never eat the food. Me and you are the body. We can never feed our soul. It's only Christ that can feed the soul. So if you want to have life, you must be connected, unity with the head. That is the key. You must be united with Christ. And to be united means you are... The two heads cannot be on one shoulder. One must die. One must submit. One must submit. So my mind must be submitted. My emotions, my desire must be submitted. And I say, I don't want that. God, I don't want my emotions. I don't want my... I want Christ. But you see, there is something, a help that has been given to us, which we neglect. What is that help? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the spirit of adoption. Alright? It's the spirit that has been given to us to help us submit to Christ. Because it says that by one Spirit are we baptized into Christ. So the Spirit of God that you have is not just for speaking in tongues. It's not just to say, I have the Spirit. But the purpose of that Spirit is to stir up your soul, your mind, and to cause you to submit to Christ. He said, He will take up the things of me and He will show it to you. He will help you. He will be a comforter. He will teach us. He said, we'll have an anointing within us that teaches us all things. But is that Spirit teaching you? Are you submitting to the Spirit of Christ? Are you being fed? Or are you one of those harlot women who are interested in the name of Christ? But you are doing your own thing. Eat your own food. You eat your own apparel. You know, wear your own apparel. The life that comes to the soul, this greenness, there are two types of life. The life that comes from heaven or the one that comes from the earth. Anything that is body-based, that you get from your body, is death. But you only that which comes from heaven. And heaven, you receive life from heaven with the mind, not with emotion. The earth gives you energy from passion, from the emotions and desire. That's not the way to go. So the soul that is dwelling in the heaven is the soul that is ruled by the mind, that eats by the mind. He says, let this word of the Lord not depart from your mouth. In it you will do what? Meditate day and night. He says, it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that will be prosperous. It will be green. There will be fellowship. You're always hearing the voice of God. You're always in the presence of God. You know? And many of us are struggling. We're outside. That's the crisis in the church. We're outside. We're only in 5 minutes, and the rest of the time we're outside. And the locusts are coming. Locusts are coming. They're here. But it says, and to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he strikes. So he's speaking about torment as opposed to grace. So the torment is like for 5 months. Five also speaks of grace. Again, you can see the two. There's a place of dryness as a place of life. And that is God's intervention. God is intervening and He's opening the door. He said, come in and we will have life. Now look at verse 6. And in those days shall men seek death. Can a man seek for death? Death means separation from God. You see, when my mind goes away from something that is not of God, it has no life. There's no life in it. Okay? That's death. That which does not have the life of God is lifeless, is dead. And we desire it. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it. So you can see, you see the bottomless pit. Okay, the desire, it wants death and doesn't have enough of death. That's hell. Okay, so hell is not just when you finish from this realm, you go to another one. Even in this realm, there is hell. And that is what we are looking at. Men desiring, seeking death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. In other words, you have a situation where the soul of man is fellowshipping with death, and is comfortable with it. He said that men love darkness. Yeah? That's John chapter 3. He said that men loved darkness. Men desire death. That which doesn't have life. Horror films. There's no life in a horror film. There's no life in hearing the story where somebody's head was cut off. But we desire to hear. So I want to know what happened. I want to know how he killed the man. I want to know how. Yeah. Desire life. There are some people who are tormented by the presence of God. When you're in fellowship for 1 hour, you say, well, what are we doing? Let's go out and go. Why don't they want to close fellowship? This brother, he has come and you pray for 1 hour. They're tormented by the presence of God. Somebody said, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. Are you glad when you hear anything about the house of God? So the locusts are at work, but we can have dominion over the locusts. Amen. So he's speaking about the desire. I can't emphasize it so much, but I need to go on. Verse 7. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men, and they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions, and they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings were as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle, and they had tails like unto scorpions, and their sting, and in their tails, and they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings, and in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. Amen. He's describing. Well, that's why I brought this book. I can't tell you, they're almost like 100 pages dealing with the locust spirit in this book. So it's to remind you, you can read it. I can't cover it in 5 minutes. But this is describing a hybrid spirit. It describes what I call it, a hybrid spirit. There are three situations where you find this hybrid spirit. Daniel 7. He said the fourth beast that shall come on the earth shall be the last kingdom on the earth. He said it will change time and law. Nobody needs to tell you that the culture has changed. You just need to go that in the morning. Well, you may not see so much among sources, because thank God for some greenness. You only need to go out. Nobody will tell you that dressing. Look at the dressing. You look at behavior of men. Watch your television. Watch the kind of news you see. There's a spirit that is driving it, and it's a hybrid spirit. And it is a spirit that has been given to rule. That will say it has a crown of gold. That crown of gold means authority. There's an authority given to it by God. And my interest is that God has given that spirit to drive me from the outer court. You understand? Because see, when I read those kind of news, it crossed my mind. So the only place I can get saved is to read the word of God. When I read the word of God, I get life. So it should have a positive effect on you. If you don't want to hear those things, go and hear life. Spend your time and hear life. Amen. So there are different ways to put it, but you say it had a hair like women. That is speaking of the religious spirit. It's a religious spirit. And as we have come here, we all are candidates of this religious spirit. You can come, church, we have come as I before. But the thing is, where is your soul? Are you offering up the fact? What is the energy of your life? What is the cost of your life? You know, what is the summary of your life? When they wait, this man, Isaac was sharing, he had a dream that frightened him. All of us have been put on balances. I'm sure he will tell us about it. You know, we have been put on balances, and they are on this side. They will put Paul. Of course, the man will go down. He couldn't measure up in the dream. So there is a balancing that is being brought upon the house. There's a weighing. There's a judgment. God is saying, what is your passion? Is it being offered to God? Or is it being offered? You see, the Greek word for passion, I don't have time, is thumos. Huh? Thumos. That's why you have thumos. And thumos means smoke. It means offering. It means excitement. You go to a football match, the only way to describe it is tumult. Everybody's excited. It's an offering. I hope you know. So everything about the emotion, God created it as a passion, as an offering. You understand? And anger is there. Sexual excitement is there. And all the things that the entertainment goes with. You understand? And there are spirits that have been sent to excite the passion of the world. And I should not be getting my energy from there. If you are there, you need to get out. By the way, you don't just get out by saying, I want to get out. The way to get out is shown to us by Job. Job was in the belly of the fish. Is it Jonah? Okay, Jonah was in the belly of the fish. The fish, by the way, in Genesis chapter 1, it says the fish, there's a place where fishes multiply in the earth. It's at the fifth station, on the fifth day. Huh? On the fifth day, fishes multiply. Do you know what are the fishes? They are football matches, entertainment, careers. There are many systems, legitimate things in the earth that will consume men. You want to be a good doctor? It's consuming you. You are inside it. The only way to get out is to cry, say, God, deliver me. Then maybe the fish will open the mouth, then you come out. So the earth is in turmoil. There are many ideas, many, many birds flying. On the fifth day, you have birds flying, fishes. You multiply it. The only place to get safety is from the fourth day. You need to have the energy from the sun coming to you. You need to have the light of God coming into your soul. Amen. If you do not come to the shoe bread, this is the fourth experience, it's the fourth day. If the light of God is not coming into your soul, you cannot overcome on the fifth day. You cannot. There's no way, no chance. Because hell is enlarging itself. Don't you understand? There are more channels. In fact, they are very soon in Nigeria. I said, when are they doing it? Digital?
July.
From July, no more channels. You're watching 1 million channels. You want to watch Sudan? You can spend 24 hours. You are not even going half of the channels. Hell is enlarging itself. I will not be in the fish. I thought I would hear a big amen. The Bible speaks of those who are drunk with wine. You know what is wine? It is a project, an idea, a goal you want to achieve. And you are consumed by it. It is a local spirit. It's come to take life. Amen. It may even be a vision you have. You have a vision. This should be like this. And it's consuming you. Amen. And you say it had a tail like scorpion. I think let me end with that. Isaiah 9:15 says, the ancient and the honorable, he is the head. The prophet that teaches lies, what is he? He is the tail. The tail is deception. And the power of this scorpion is where? In their tail. It's a spirit of deception. And that spirit is working in my heart. I'm not talking about your own. It is there. What is the tabernacle? I know it. What again? I know it. Which new one now is that they going to preach? I know it. It's the tail of the scorpion. And what it does is that it makes us familiar with God. Familiar with, this is what we're talking now. Let him just finish and sit down. Let me have worship. I've heard it, he hasn't shouted me since. It is the tail of the scorpion. It's the spirit of deception. And when it comes, when the word of God comes, it knocks it off. It balances it and organizes it. Takes away the sting of the word of God and makes it normal. Amen. That is the tail. Hallelujah. The Lord shall never do good or bad. As it was in the beginning, so is now. World and ever shall be. World without God is not true. The fifth trumpet is sounding now. The sixth one is sounding. Amen. And we are still going. But let me end with this. The good story is a good story. It's the scripture that says, and they that shall endure to the end shall be saved. What is the end? Every age, every day begins with evening. Is it not? Evening and morning, we are the first day. Is it not? We are in the seventh day, I hope you know. Because the sixth trumpet is already blowing. We are about to enter. We are entering the seventh day. Even by the millennium count, we are 2,000 and something. Okay? So our own 2,000 is gone. And you told the man, I give you 2 pence if you spend extra. We are now on injury time. Alright, so however you want to count, we are on the seventh day. But the seventh day begins with the darkness. Don't you understand? So, it's going to get dark and darker. But you have to endure the darkness. You must overcome the locust spirit, the palm worm, the caterpillar, the canker worm, and the locust, my army, which I sent into my house. Amen. This spirit, it says, a third of the earth. It says, one third of the earth is going to go. It's a bloodbath. And blood defines the land. Don't you understand? As more blood is coming, more spirits are being released from hell. And they're darkening the atmosphere. But it says, those that will endure to the end will be saved. In other words, it's going to be good. Because after the midnight will come light. Amen. The day of the Lord is coming, but it's only those who can push through. Do you have the energy to push through? You can have that energy today. If God sends a message, it means that there is a grace in the message. And the message that we are hearing, this trumpet is coming with grace. It's saying there is a place of safety. There's a place where the forehead is being sealed. And God is saying He is sending messengers who are ascending from the east. He says, shortly you see angels ascending and descending. Amen. The angels of God, those real ones, they come down. They don't ascend. The angel Gabriel came down. But these ones are ascending. So it means you and I can ascend. We can ascend and escape the locust. We can escape. And it's going to get darker. But there are people who will ride the storm. Amen. As the storm was increasing, Noah was floating higher. Amen. You want to float higher? Bring your mind. Say, God, seal my mind. Amen. Deliver me from the locust.
Deliver me
from the bowels of the fish. Which fish has swallowed you? Say, God, deliver me, O God. In the name of Jesus. Let's end with this song, Psalm 122. It says, in my distress, I called unto the Lord, and He heard me. Amen. To deliver my soul. Oh Lord, did I get it right? Check one. No. Check 121. Oh Lord, I missed it. Well, we know the song. It says, in my distress, I called unto the Lord and He heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord. Amen. In my distress, I called unto the Lord and He heard me. Come back here to pray just shortly. In my distress, I called unto the Lord. Psalm 120, okay. I heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord. Deliver my soul, O Lord. From lying lips, I'm from a deceitful heart. In my distress, I call unto the Lord. I am in my distress, I call unto the Lord, and He heard me.
I hear me, O Lord.
Deliver my soul, O Lord.
Deliver my soul, O Lord.
Deliver my soul, O Lord.
Deliver me, O Lord.
From life. I'm from a deceitful thought. Deliver my soul, O Lord. Deliver my soul, O Lord. From life, I'm from come unto